Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, fuck with your boy and be fan 007. Hold on 1 second. One second. I'm trying to see if she's going to wing. It's storming down where she's at. So I'm trying to see if she's going to be able to make the show. But there's storming and her life's probably going on the side. So I'm trying to see what's going on with that. But while that's going on, let me just find some. Damn, I can't find what I wanted. Let me see what's going on. G-Top exhibit. I cannot find where Wing put the damn the main or Uncle Murder at. Where the hell is she putting that? Oh, you know what? This is fire right here. Hold on 1 second.
He needs no publicity. He needs no promotion. He only needs you to give a big round of applause. I want to hear you say it one time, loud and clear, on the count of three. One, two, three, burn!
They said that the fire was gone, but it never left. Hotter than the brimstone found deep in the devil's chest. No religion, I hold a vision farther than heaven's steps. Hope you listen, ain't no forgiving, driven by every breath. My pops could have stuck around, but instead he left. So he met his death, fuck grieving, I'm already stressed. Bring it to the calisthenics, nice steady reps. I'm doing heavy sex, drinking on every rest. They say I'm very blessed, I think a different way. I sell a clip of Ye and Naya got kicked today. I ain't got shit to say, this is just a sick display. Street religion I give them, grab a clip and pray. I'm legendary and sharper than 10 machetes. My vocals invoke spirits and wake up the cemeteries where acres of men are buried. My hands on the eagles and the only safeties I know they play in the secondary. You haters are never ready. My words dope, take them in vain. They have you shaking like patients from epilepsy. I'm saying you best respect me. The last one of its kind, a street prophet. You better pray that it's best protect me. Don't wait till the feds arrest me. My life should be celebrated. Visions of middle-aged niggas saying they never made it. The world segregated, the have and have not. Blast shots, what you expect? We ain't been educated. I'm mentally elevated, I'm meant to be levitated. Those who oppose me is eventually devastated. I'm hated by many, respected by all, loved by the ones who told me I was destined to fall. Aggressive and raw, I don't use discretion at all. Artistic violence, all of my weapons can draw. From here to eternity, my words would be surgery. Mercifully, the devil will curse whoever gave birth to me. The booth is my solitude, this is church for me. You shouldn't even exist on the same earth as me. Send him straight to Mercury for trying to spit a verse in me. I'm perfectly chiseled from cast iron. My verses are scriptures from past Zion. I worship the pistol and blast iron, submerged in the issues of skag buying. My vivid tales of street horror leave scars in the worst part of your brain to destroy it like Pearl Harbor. This boy is the world's author. Autobiographical scriptures, the first father. Just listen and work harder.
He needs no introduction. He needs no
probably see that smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I left that shit empty. You probably see the smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I left that shit empty. Nigga, I get your clip, we gon' strap, get your raw. It's a fact, we gon' ball, we gon' try. Talking money, where it's at?
I bought a BM off with drug money. I beat this BM like she stole from me. These niggas clowns, they so Bugs Bunny. Fuck the feds, shake some paper till they come for me. Me and Murder like Sutton Scooter. Fuck the fame, we we make music for the fucking shooters. I showed up late, but still I brung the Ruger. Versace on, headed so like I just hung Medusa. Yeah, guess it's only right the ball. My homie just came home from doing 12 behind a wall. Took him out, so many bitches thought we shopping at a mall. Make the call, press the pound, don't be fooled by the smile.
You probably see that smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I left that shit empty. Hey. You probably see the smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I left that shit empty. Nigga, I get your clip, we gon' strap, get your raw. It's a fact, we gon' bomb, we gon' try. Talking money, where it's at. It's a rat, you won't roll, better stack. We don't go, press the down, don't be fooled by the smile.
He asked for the money, I'm that poppy with it, yeah, yeah. We all saw Scarface, homie, I don't play that. Police getting killed, good for him, why you say that? You know how many niggas they done killed, call it payback. I don't know how to love, I grew up with niggas, say that. Niggas you grew up with, see you shining, then they hate that. Free lunch shit, these niggas you used to starve with. Before you sold drugs, these niggas you stole cars with. When we see them sirens come on, we speed up. Police ask me what's my name, I said, these nuts, got him. I'm so G'd up, I know who shot me, they said who, I said these nuts, got him again. On the radio, hey Dale, we popping again. They see us in them phone calls, they gon' stop us again. Can't find nothing, Brooklyn, keep calm, nigga. Murder in Maine, no like King Kong and Godzilla.
You probably see that smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I left that shit empty. You probably see the smile on my face, but my nigga, I'm not friendly. I let that shit empty.
Nigga, I get your clip, we gon' strap, get your raw. It's a fact, we gon' bomb, we gon' try. Talking money, where it go, go ahead and slip. It's a rat, you won't roll, better stack. We on go, press the down, don't be fooled by the smile. No.
Yo, welcome to Bogus Fan 007. Shout out to the Angus Fan Movement. We back in the building. I'm here with Drizzy. Yo, Drizzy, what's popping?
Chess.
What's good, man? What's good? What's good?
Man.
What happened, Drizzy? Yo, Drizzy. I want to tell you about this nigga phone if you fuck up or some shit. Oh, let me see something. If this is a fucking, what is going on with this hollow shit? This shit is oh, it's called drop. This, I want to talk about this hollow shit. I want to know what niggas is really thinking about this shit. What is niggas really saying about this shit? Hold on.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, you can hear me clear?
Yeah, you clear. What's up, man? What's good?
Man, what we doing with the hollow shit, man? Let's not play no games today.
I'm asking. Like, what's your honest? All right, I'll be real with you. I actually have a blog uploading this shit. This is what I said in the blog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real with you. I said this. Do I think hollow went there with a fucking notepad to copy the shit? No. I'm going to be real with you. I don't. Do I think he took the bars? Yes. I mean, at this point in time, I'm looking at it like this. So basically what you're telling me is to be such a fan of hollow that I don't even believe my own eyes and mind and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of how I feel. Like, if I say no, I feel like everybody else, I don't want to believe it at all. But my nigga, it don't get more clear than this. And the fact that it comes out after you just made an interview. It's, come on. My nigga, the fact that he's hosting the battle, it's just like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That look crazy, son.
That's just like, come on, my nigga. What you want me to do? You know what I mean?
Man, I watch this shit. Yeah, man. Like, I'm such a fan of Hollow. It's like, I don't want to believe that he took bars, B. Like, but fuck, man. It's like, we can't act blind to this shit. Like, you took the bars, man. Like, what the fuck?
It is what it is, bro. You gotta understand. Even the Trez shit, I saw the Trez shit. I didn't get that same vibe feeling from him. I'm like, okay. Then I kept hearing about the other nigga shit. Now when I seen the other nigga shit and he did the bang bang and the backstroke, I'm like, oh come on, man. I could see if he just said it and then do it, and then you added to it. Well, I'm still stealing if you ask me to be real with you. But it's just like, it's hard for me to get past that you're there. Live. You can't say you ain't see it or nothing. It is what it is. And then, like I said before, if you didn't make the video, if you didn't do that interview, calling John out about it, it wouldn't look as bad. It looked fucking crazy because the video just dropped. Now, I still feel like John, just, like, number one, the reason why it's not even getting crazier is because it's John who's actually doing exposing. Niggas is, like, talking about hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing a lot of that niggas, like he kind of, like, based some of your career on flipping niggas shit and just doing. So it's this guy, I feel you trying to expose it, but one bar opposed to, like, multiple bars from you, from then to now, it's like, nah. You know what I'm saying? So he's actually helping Hollow because it's him doing the trying to expose him and shit. Niggas is not really trying to take it too serious. It's just like, John, you do this shit a lot. You know, that's what I'm seeing in the Facebook group and shit. So, but you can't get on John and everybody else. You cannot get on John and everybody else and not get on Hollow, bro. It just is what it is.
But
you
Caps, there has to be a reason why. Like, it don't even make sense. Like,
my nigga.
Was the nigga high and didn't realize? Like, maybe the nigga was fucked up at the event. Like, I don't know, man. Fuck.
My nigga. Just us looking for the, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. Everything I'm saying here, I'm saying in my blog. Hold on. Like, I'm talking to Kaboom right now. It's the fact that it's Hollow, my nigga. And we don't want to believe Hollow would do that. Like I said before, I don't think Hollow went there with the intent of stealing it. He might have even heard it. Bruh, it's hard for me to make a case. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga standing right there hosting the battle, B. It's hard. Yeah. It's fucking hard. Doesn't matter how much you like this nigga. It's hard. And if you try to make a case, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
You can't come at everybody else and then give Hollow the pass. You just can't. That's called politics.
That's real shit, man. Hollow is... Ah, man, it's all
and
bad,
I mean,
man.
I fuck with Hollow. I fuck with LOM. But to say that, no, he didn't steal the bars, it's just like, man, listen, if you want to say that about Hollow right now, you might as well never complain about anybody again. Because John, like, yo, I'm going to be real with you, B. John might have had the rebuttal of the fucking year right now. You got to understand. This nigga was just in an interview talking about him. And this was his comeback. This might have been the rebuttal of the fucking year.
Facts.
If you really look at it, Hollow is quiet. My nigga, like, no matter what angle, however you start this convo, you look crazy. This was the rebuttal of the year in all reality, B. I see it.
Damn, B. You know what's crazy, man? It's the timing is crazy. Because for him to just do that interview and then John present this shit, it's just like, what the fuck? But my question is
it's crazy.
So what are we doing with Hot? Like, what do we do? Like,
I mean, it's not about what you do. I mean, I've already accepted the fact that this is some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? I've never fucking, I don't know if any other bars this nigga stolen. He's usually original. So it's just like, it's crazy because it's him. But I'm not going to be naive enough and be that much of a Hollow fan that I don't even believe my own fucking eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's what the fuck it is. You took the bars, whether you meant to, whether you didn't. You took the bars, you still took them. Fuck that. Because as far as I'm concerned, that the bars are going to get more noticed on Hollow versus Pat's Day than they are on the other two battles, period.
Mm-hmm.
So you already stole they shine with that bar. It's only one bar. That's the reason why it's just like, well, it's only one bar. But this is what it is. For you to be there at the event, it blows it up so much. If John just showed a similar bar, you know what I'm saying, and Hollow wasn't there or none of that shit, it would be like, oh, what the, it would be like whatever. But for you to be there, like, nah, my nigga. That magnitude, that looks so bad. Even if you don't want to believe it, it just looks so bad that you was actually there.
Right.
So, I don't know. But, yo, hold on. I'm going to get some. Hold on one second.
All right.
I'm going to get some calls on and see what they about this shit. Right, this shit is kind of like, I don't know what's going on. Hold on. This is not working. She's not on.
Damn,
I'm about to get some callers on. All right. I mean, how do you feel, Drizzy? I mean,
man, I think.
Hey, 313-346.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, man? What is, man?
It's Darius Smith from the grill. What up, though?
Chats nah, shit, man. Talk to me, man.
Man, I'm here
Hollow shit.
Man, I don't even know what's going on. I'm trying to figure that shit out now. What's going on?
I need to get somebody else on it, nigga. We need to talk about this. Hollow, basically, Hollow had a bar. It was just one bar. It was a bar that he said versus Pat's Day that was said by Trez and by somebody who, when they said it, he was actually hosting that battle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, I mean, that nigga stole a bar, man. But if he ain't got a history of stealing bars, then I mean, it's a foul. But shit, I mean, if he ain't got no history of stealing bars, my nigga Hollow feels good.
Because what it is that he just had a video coming at John John about it. So it's just like, and John John is the one who exposed it. So it's really a rebuttal.
Well, shit, now they got a battle, man. That's what got to happen next. The niggas just got to battle, man. They got to quit with all this pity-pat, high school-ass shit, going back and forth, examining each other and just getting that ring. Smack. Set it up.
All right, question. Do you feel like that John John deserved it?
Hell yeah, John John deserves it, man. My nigga John John been putting in work, man. My nigga John John got his own league out here now, man. That nigga deserves it. But if niggas say he don't deserve it, they hate. I ain't the biggest Jaja fan.
Hold on. He deserves Hollow.
I know.
He deserves.
He had Hitman. So he can get Hitman, but he can't get Hollow.
You
come
hold
on.
You think Hitman and Hollow? He think okay, Hitman and Hollow in the same place?
Definitely they on the same place.
What? You feel like Hitman in the same place as Hollow?
I mean, he ain't had no major battles in the, cause he on that Wild and Out shit. But how is he not on the same place as Hollow? He had all the big names too.
That's true.
I feel like Hollow's legacy is definitely stronger than Hitman's legacy, in my opinion. No downplay on Hitman, but Hollow done battled Joe Buttons. He done battled Loaded Lux. I mean. He was running grind time. Like, I don't think Hitman didn't do all of that. Man.
Hitman had a big enough influence in battle rap to where the niggas saw that nigga and wanted that nigga on MTV.
That's true.
Not just a battle, a nigga. They want to see this nigga every day. So
here's my thing. If you say John John is on the level where he can get Hollow, my nigga, that means a lot of niggas should deserve to battle Hollow to Don if John John can. I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it a buck with you. I fuck with John John, but if you going to say John John deserve Hollow, you need to be saying Head Ice need Hollow. You need to be saying a lot of niggas need Hollow to Don then, if that's the case.
Exactly. That's kind of where I was going at it with it. I mean, YK, we might start racking it up if we're trying to be. Yo, I'm going to be real with you. If I was Hollow to Don, I would be like, yo, John John, you want a battle beat? You got to win your next two battles clearly. And no matter what, I'll battle you.
I just got to thinking about the Nas, my nigga Jaja battle, but that nigga got a couple battles, man. I don't know, man. I gotta retract my statement.
Do, but we talking about deserving. We ain't talking about niggas have debatables or like. I mean, it reminds me of, it's not as bad, but it's like Bird and Lux. Like this nigga literally lost his shine, and the next day he was talking about Lux. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't even be like, you niggas shouldn't even be thinking about shit like that. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like Charlie Crist, you just lost the Hollow and not even fucking 10 seconds later you calling Lux out. Like, that's not even right, bro. Like, maybe
yeah,
I start saying, y'all want to battle me? Fuck all these blogs and all this other shit. Win your next one or two battles clearly and I'll battle you, period.
So I mean, if this nigga Hollow don't battle Jar Jar, who he going to battle next? Because I don't want to see the nigga battle Mook, then come back and battle John John. I want to see the nigga battle John, kill him if that's what he going to do, and come in and kill Mook. And then he can be
finished.
I'm going
to keep it a bug with you. I'm going to keep it a bug with you. I know some people don't want to see it, but I still want to see him and Arsenal go back at it, because Arsenal the last nigga to really beat him to me. Clearly.
I'll take that rematch.
I want to see him in Arsenal. I want to see him in Diz. I want to see him in Arsenal Diz.
That's the next battle I want to see, Caps. Him and Diz, man. That shit got to happen.
Yeah, Hollow and Diz would be fire, I think.
That has to happen.
Who else? Let me think. For Hollow, Arsenal, Diz.
Hollow ain't got so many niggas he can battle no more, though. I mean, who would you want to see Hollow battle besides Mook, Diz, John John or Arsenal? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Matchups left for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless he's just going to run around taking random PGs and shit, some shit you know he ain't going to do. So,
nah,
they need to line me so up. He needs to get into a contract deal for them four battles with somebody or something. Get that nigga that check.
Yo,
let's get that shit going.
Oh, wait a minute. We tripping. I want to see him battle Tay Rock. I wouldn't mind that. But you know what? Hold on. There is niggas Hollow could be battling. He could be battling Tay Rock. He could be battling Calico. He could be battling Big K. Niggas will put pressure on him. He could be battling these kind of niggas.
Can he battle Calico after he bunk his daddy out, though?
Nah, they way, him and Cal too cool. They way too cool.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I didn't even think about that shit. That is kind of true.
He do need to battle Tay Rock.
I'm
all them niggas is around the same age. Niggas need to battle.
That's fucking up a lot of battles for us, too. A lot, like, I fuck with, like, the cliques and the groups and shit, but that's fucking up some matchups. Like, that, I mean, to be real, that's what's fucking up Cortez. He cool with all the niggas from New York, so he can't battle Hollow. He can't battle those niggas.
Hey, let me ask y'all a real question, though, man. Y'all watch that Ty Law Cicero battle yet?
I watched it about an hour ago.
Wow, what are you getting ready to say?
God, Cicero got to get the fuck out of here, man.
Hold on. You had Ty Law winning?
I had neither one of them niggas winning because I turned that shit off and tried to turn that shit back on.
What you mean?
Caps, I got it on pause right now in the third round talking to y'all, man. I can't watch that shit.
Caps, I'm going to come clean.
Ty Law got bars, man, but it's just something about that nigga. I just can't sit there and watch that slow-ass nigga, man.
Yo.
Cicero, man. That nigga got to get the fuck out of here. Nigga was rapping too slow and old.
My nigga, I'm going to come clean, Caps.
I
got
to see with my own eyes.
Caps, I'm going to come clean. I struggled to get through this battle, G. I'm gonna let you watch it for yourself, but I'm just gonna tell you, I struggle.
That shit is real.
I gotta watch the Bible first, man. Really?
Hell yeah, I'm about to check out that 8R14 and Beretta Blaze or something, man. That shit wasn't looking. All right,
so cool. All right, so wait. So you trying to say that Ty Law didn't have bars and Sister didn't have
bars? No, I said Ty Law got bars. I don't know what it is about that nigga, man. That nigga, I don't know.
You know
man.
What it was? Ty Law. The thing, all right, this is what it was with Ty Law. He would say something that was all right, but you could tell he thought it was going to get a different reaction.
Somebody needs to get that nigga Ty Law that good ass whooping, man, because that nigga be thinking this shit be too hot, nigga. Your shit be nice,
oh
you
my
know.
God. Yo,
but
nigga,
you need that good ass whooping.
Hey, yo, niggas just tweet me talking about the battle should have been halted. Oh, my God. Stop playing, man. Come on.
Yo, Caps. Ty Law would say something, and it wouldn't get the reaction he thought, and he would, like, look to his niggas like, yeah, like, it was hard. Like, nah.
Danger's all sitting in the back like, God damn, man. This nigga.
Are you serious?
That shit. Ty Law got bars, man. I can't watch that nigga battles no more, man. That nigga slow or something, man. I can't fuck with that nigga.
Oh, God. Yeah, man.
Cap, you gonna need 2 L's to watch that shit, dog.
Hey, yo, you from Detroit, yo, ain't you? You from Detroit?
Yeah, you know.
Did you watch the, did you make it through the Mav Hoffa Head Ice battle?
Yeah, I watched that shit, but Mav, that nigga Mav tripping out as soon as that music shit came on, dog. I tried to fast forward that shit. All I had was flashbacks to that shit he did, him and Cortez did, man. I had to fast forward that shit.
Oh, man.
Mav on drugs or something, man. That nigga tripping, man. That nigga beefing with Chris and Taxstone off of trying to wire his shit. And it's making me mad, dog, because I fuck with Mav, dog.
Yeah.
He getting mad at bloggers. What the Caps, dog? I'm mad at you, because I was sitting over here listening. I was listening to your birthday blog, man. You was supposed to snap on that nigga,
yeah.
Man. What the fuck is that nigga talking about the bloggers? What's wrong with these niggas, man?
Hey, I don't know. Yo, Paul, if you don't, I'm going to get you one after the guest goes up, all right?
All right, I got you. Salute.
All right, bro. I'm going to talk about how to get in trouble. All right. Let me just make sure I got it straight. All right, boom. Yo, I'm about to get the guest on. Yeah, I thought Wing's going to make it. I don't think Wing is going to make it in time for the show. Hold on. I'm about to get Kaboom on right now.
All
right. Next, we got Kaboom on. Yo, Boom, what's good, man?
You're already show. Same shit, new money.
That's what I'm talking about. Taylor, man, welcome to Angry Fans Radio. Yo, I got to be real with you, man. A lot of shit about this Philly battle with you and K-Shine, man. What's up?
You tell me what's up, man. What you been hearing, man?
Yo, I'm going to be real with you. I heard Shine did good, but she was wild on this nigga. I heard you had a performance of the night, nigga, you saying.
Hey, man, you can't believe what you hear, man. You got to just believe what you see, baby.
Okay.
You just gotta believe what you see when that good footage drop.
Okay, okay, okay. How you call the battle?
We could definitely elaborate on that situation. I'm sorry for cutting you off. What'd you say, good brother?
I said, how do you call the battle?
How do I call the battle?
Yeah.
I think I demolished, personally.
Demolished them?
That's what I think. I think I demolished them because, look, I have a few reasons why. And I don't want nobody to misquote me. So I'm going to try to be as tactful as possible. First of all, it was a one-rounder. And my shit was like 10 minutes long. You feel what I'm saying? And I knew it was no way in hell they was going to let me rap for 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That's how much shit that I had for him. I mean, just talking about his whole everything, but combining it with all different types of schemes and just barring them to death, bar for bar for bar. So I cut it down. It was still 8 minutes. I cut it down again. It was like 6 minutes. You know what I mean? And so, you know, he goes first and he wigs. He does what Kayshawn does. You feel what I'm saying? He wigs. And then I went and I wigged, but I didn't even get to like half. I didn't even get to the meat and potatoes of the verse. And for people to still say, like yo, bro, I think you just made history, bro. And then even after the battle, you know, he said, oh, we got to go another round. And I said, oh, you want to go another round? He was like, no. And I was like, second, no, I was just fucking with you anyway. We're going to do it right. We're going to get that chicken for it. But he's not getting a rematch no time soon. So, but, yeah, and that was my synopsis of it. I didn't even get to meat and potatoes, and people still said I left Earth on him. That was all, you know, hard work sitting back and watching the game and listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a big fan of Angry Fan. Like I was a subscriber for a long time. Like I love your videos, bro, because you keep it so gully. I love it even if you're talking shit about me, because it's only at the end of the day to make us better. You feel what I'm saying? So I love it, and I hope other artists are the same way, because it's like, hey, he's basically telling you what you need to do to succeed, my nigga, because at the end of the day, he's a fan, just like we are fans of this culture that we love, and he spend his hard-earned money, his hard-earned time, and dedicate to do this shit to tell you how the fuck you feel, nigga. Take that shit and use that. You feel what I'm saying? So, but I say that to say, I sat back and I watched a lot of our mistakes. You know what I mean? I sat back and watched a lot of, when I say our, I mean Philly. You know what I mean? I watched our mistakes because we was trying to, it was all this talk of, oh, can they adapt to the new style? Can they adapt to the new style? That's the problem. And people, we was letting that get in our head of, adapt to this new style when it's no. They don't want to book a Kaboom or a Reed Dollars or a Cicero or Eden for us to sound like them. They booking us for us to sound like us.
True.
Just updated. You feel what I'm saying? Just updated with the times. That's it. And saying some relevant shit. You know what I mean? And that's what I applied to it. That's what I applied to it. You know what I mean? And I just felt like a lot of situations that I had got handed to me battle wise, I had got the short end of the stick. You know what I mean? Like the battle with Newborn, for example. We battled on the Saturday. They called me on the Thursday. You know what I mean? And I have no excuses for anything. But hello? You guys there?
Yeah. Here we are.
You're on Newborn. Go ahead.
Like a situation with that, they called me on a Thursday, and the battle was on a Saturday, and I wasn't necessarily just writing every day how I used to be writing every day, because I had life that I was dealing with, and you know what I mean? I was more so working on songs, but I was trying to make the transition into the battle world. I just wasn't writing bar heavy how I am now. I write a 16 every day now. And so, then I had just got into an accident. I had a school bus had slammed into my car.
Yo, boom. I swear to God, boom, you was fucking me up this now. I'm about to be like, hold up. I know I heard about an accident.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A school bus had slammed head on into the car. So I was about, I want to say like a week and a half out from that. and I had just healed. Like, matter of fact, I was about a week and a half out from that. I had like a swollen eye, all that type situation. You know what I'm saying? It was settlement money type situation. You know what I'm saying? To put it in perspective. So, but I got so much love for the culture, and I love the rap. I was like, bet. You know what I'm saying? I give it my best. You know what I'm saying? And I had a couple raps, but I didn't spit this other verse that I had for him, which I regret not spitting. But that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. And so I went, I looked into my tweets, and I noticed that I had a tweet from him like 2.5 months ago, like that, you know, him basically talking shit, and he was supposed to battle before, but we didn't. And then I figured the tweet. I felt as though that he was more than prepared for me. You know what I'm saying? He was more than prepared and ready to go. I feel like he didn't take that battle short notice the same way I took the battle short notice. You know what I mean? I feel like he was all ready to go. You know what I mean? Whereas though this battle with K-Sean, I was given the proper time to prepare, the proper notice, you know what I mean? And I did what I was supposed to do, in my opinion. But I'm going to let the fans decide. But I'm pretty sure they're going to agree with me. So...
I know, this is crazy because as of right now, URL just uploaded Cicero versus Ty Law finally. And, like, yo, I'm going to be real with you. My niggas is saying, I don't know. They not saying Six is doing too good. Was you there for that battle? I didn't watch it yet.
No, I wasn't there for that. But I was there for him and Cortez, but I wasn't there for that one. I didn't go with him and read for that one. I just was watching it a little bit before you called. I didn't get to finish it. But
okay,
I was definitely watching it, and yeah. See, the same thing. That goes to what I was saying earlier, and me and him was having a conversation about this too as well. And I was like, you know, all that they trying to say adapt to a style, whereas though, no, these motherfuckers came here to hear unit to hear rap. They came here to hear us rapping, bro. Let's rap, bro. Raps. Fuck trying to do what other niggas do that get them over. That's what get them over. That's what they do. Fine, let them do what they do. You do what you do. You feel what I'm saying? And what works like a Bill Collector or like a Tech N9ne or and those kind of, like, they're like a funny kind of battle rapper, a jokey kind of, you know what I mean? Whereas though you got a Disaster or those kind of, like, you know what I mean? The defibrillator and I'm not saying nothing from Disaster, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? How he do, everybody has a specific way that gets them over. You feel what I'm saying? That's their style. You have a style that you can go and do. You know what I mean? And I was just like, you know, punch these niggas' heads off, bro. You know what I'm saying? We in the day and age, the culture punchlines are worth thousands of dollars, bro. And you're able to do them with ease. You're able to do them with ease. So do them with ease, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Do them with ease, bro. You know what I mean? This we in a sport where you get a time limit to outdo your opponent. You know what I mean? So why not give them as many punches and metaphors and lines and schemes as you can possibly to fit in it? You know what I'm saying?
How you feel, Drizzy?
First of all, I'm a big fan. Boom, man. I've been following
Drizzy.
You for a long time.
Yeah, I think it's Walmart.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I think Drizzy. I think Drizzy somewhere with Drake in Canada somewhere.
Yo, you hear me?
But yeah, man, that's and
yo,
the same thing that you know with Reed, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, be aggressive, go there and wig out. That's what they want. That's what your opponent wants. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so boom. Was you there? Hold on, he's still over. Hey, Drizzy, you on?
Yo,
he said that he's on. No, you're not muted. You on? Oh, hold on. He might be muted now. Oh, he is muted. That's what happened. Hold on. Hey, Drizzy, you on?
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yo.
Yeah, y'all have me on mute. Right, man,
whatever.
I was up here screaming at the phone.
My fault.
It's cool. It's just Boom and Cats, man. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's even better anyway. Boom and Cats. You know what I'm saying? and that's crazy. And that's crazy because I had you on one of my lines too. But you know,
yo,
it is what it is, though. It is what it is.
Yo, but it's check cool. it out. Boom! I gotta ask you this though. Like, are you in this for money, or is the spark still there, or what?
Both. Both. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, bills got to get paid, so I definitely want to check. But the thing about it is I'm not coming into this with this mentality of, oh, I did this in the past, and I was this, and so I deserve this. No, I'm on the tip like, yo, I'm about to show y'all this is what I do, and I'm about to work hard. Niggas, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the best. I'm trying to be, if not the best, one of the best. You know what I mean? Because I just stood toe-to-toe with one of the best. One of the best. And if you would have seen it, you would have thought that he was the rookie and I was the vet. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as battle-wise, because, you know, he's obviously battled way more than me. You know what I'm saying? So for me to get out with one of the best, and get out for him and go toe-to-toe with him, if not beat him, that just let – plus, I already stood toe-to-toe with some of the best. I stood toe-to-toe with Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? Reed, I battled Meek Mill three different times. You know what I'm saying? I battled Joey Jackson.
Three different times?
I battled Meek Mill three different times, bro, and I beat him all three. I beat him – the first time we battled at Club Flow. You know what I'm saying? Like one of them tournament-type Johns. I beat – it was – whoever won that got to go to 106 and Park. And me and him was at the end, the finals. I didn't know who he was or none of that type shit. So I just ran through him like it was nothing. You know what I mean? And then I end up going to New York the next day, going to 106 and Park and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Going on the Christmas episode of 106 and Park. But then he was mad that I beat him, so he wanted to battle me again. So he came down to the store we used to have on 52nd Street in West Philly called the Music Hut, where we shot most of the DVDs and battles that people see on YouTube, all that type of stuff. He came down there and battled me again. You know what I'm saying? So I battled me twice.
Okay. You know what I mean? Hold on. So did this play into the whole, when y'all was all in the studio and you was coming at me, with the whole robber, take it easy, all that shit. Like, so this is after the whole y'all battle?
This was before we battled. This was way before we
that was
started.
Before y'all battled.
We started going, beefing back and forth and all that. You even know how that situation even started, though?
Yo, that's what I'm trying to say. See, you done fucked up because I fuck with pretty heavy, so we going to be talking a whole lot right now about all this back in the day.
Let's go. Let's go, bro. Let's go.
I was started.
Let's lock in.
All right. So. All right. This is what I fuck with, right? I got all y'all top class. I got the best of Kaboom. I got Eddie Morris shit, all that. Oh. I don't know what the fuck just happened, my niggas. Hold up. We about to take this back from the top. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into some deep-ass, top-class, touch-money history right now. Give me a second. I don't know what the fuck just happened and shit. Let me get everything situated. I think it's something with the connection. I'm not really sure what's going on. I know it's storming outside, too, and shit. I'm hoping that's not what it is. But I am here, and I got Boom on standby. Let me just make sure everything is straight. From before I even call him back, you finish that shit. All right, Drizzy, you on 402-215. Let me see what's going on. For calling back. Hey, Drizzy, call back up. That's some blog talk shit. Not even the connection, but if it's the connection, then the show would have cut off. That's how I know that it's actually blog talk doing that shit, because the show stayed on while he disconnected me and Drizzy, which is fucking crazy and shit. And Boom was just really breaking this shit down crazy just now, too. Like,
So I want this is gonna be familiar with this shit. I wanna ask about mad different shit these niggas have going on about them. And then for Drizzy tomorrow. God damn, I'm trying to roll at the same motherfucking time and shit. Alright. Fuck it, let me call Drizzy. Let me call. Alright, Drizzy's on, Drizzy's on, Drizzy's on.
Yo.
Yo, Drizzy, you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Alright, hold on. Now I'm going to call Boom.
Alright.
Shit. Alright, I call. Yo, all he's right. About to break the whole top class shit down. I need to hear all of that. Like,
gotta hear this shit, B.
I need to hear all of that. Hold on. That our fault for technical difficulties. We back with Kaboom. Drizzy's on. Yo, Boom, what's goody?
No. If they ain't know, it's same shit, new money. But back to what we were saying.
Talk about. Hold on, Boom. We got to start this all over again. I mean, this is titled Kaboom Breakdown Top Class or Touch Money, y'all. Like, you got to understand. Like, I'm a nigga who just stumbled upon you niggas from way back in the day, my nigga. And I got so many styles memorized, it's ridiculous.
I'm about to break down everything for you, bro.
Let's
go. All right, so you got me and NH. You know what I'm saying? H is from North, I'm from West, and we had met each other at Hideaway Studios. You know what I mean? We was young as shit, and we ain't battle, but we had like a cipher battle where it's like he spit and I spit and we just kept going. And we went like all night. It was niggas was asleep and we still just up, falling asleep, rapping. And we knew from then on, like, yo, I trust you and I trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like on a partnership, like I trust you. I trust you got my back lyrically and likewise. And so, you know what I mean? So, we start building up our team and all that, like going to the city, battling niggas and somebody that might have been hot as shit. We was battling, we might be like, hey, what you doing? You want to get down with us? So, we built myself a nice team, me and Ace Bricks, MI, Stuntwood, so forth and so on. We was touching me, you know what I mean? And we start recording at the studio, which was Top Class Studios. And I had Battle Reed, and I ain't know Reed recorded at that same studio. Let me get three for the two. Ask Twiz, he got two of them Jones on him. My fault, y'all. I'm really out in the streets, though. That shit don't stop because I'm on a phone conversation. But anyway, like I was saying, so I battled Reed, and then we was all going to the same studio, and Reed had, it was Frank with the Grippers, Rayman, and Eddie Morris. Him and Reed had their little clique. So the owner of the studio, his name was OG. His name was OG. And he peeped that he had all these artists under his roof. And you had people like Young Hot, who was like neither Top Class nor Touch Money. But I battled Young Hot so many times, and he just been around so much that he was a Touch Money associate. And so that's how Young Hot came aboard. And then you had people like, I don't know if you heard of them, but like Scorpio Boy and Reese Ann and a whole bunch of people like that, just open to like little people. And then, I mean, we just all came under Top Class. So Touch Money was my shit. Like, that's my joint. That's why I tattooed on my face and my hands, because Touch Money is my company. Technically, NH is my partner, but he's technically an artist, too, and everybody else. They're my artists. You know what I mean? And we are not signed to Top, we're not signed, but I am Top as our management, and they managed me, and I managed, and me and Na, who was our CEO, he managed Touch Money. So that's how that whole thing worked right there. Now, we started collaborating and mixing up all crazy. Rain Man on the track with Bricks, and Eddie Morris on the track with NH, and me on the track with Reed. And you know what I'm saying? We just start mixing it up like that and start putting out mixtapes and doing DVDs and things like that, because we had a store. We had a music store. You know what I mean? And so a lot of people that was dropping DVDs and mixtapes and all types of shit like that, they was always coming in the store to drop the music off. So we would tell them, like, yeah, all right, you can bring your stuff here, or we'll buy your music or your DVD or whatever, or mixtape, whatever, but we need to get on there. You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. next thing you know, we got on a few DVDs, and word of mouth traveled like hot fire. And next thing you know, people are coming into the store now, like, how much to get y'all on my DVD? And now we're like, whoa, it's to the point we're charging $400 or $500 to give up a bullshit ass 16 that we probably split four times on the DVD. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, mind you, this is all not no promotion from us. This is just word of mouth. This is just, yo, you seen this, John, huh? And it's just like wildfire, like crazy. Like, we used to walk around with book bags and CDs, filled up with CDs, and come back home empty, all cash, just walking around the hood, all hoods, walking around, and everybody recognizing us and knowing us, all from word of mouth, all from just getting in front of a camera and rapping. So if that doesn't say you have the it factor, I don't know what does. So anyway, Frank had a little mini beef with Joey Jahad. They was going back and forth. And then D. Jones, which is Joey Jahad's, like, partner or whatever you want to call him, he jumped in it. So that's when Reed jumped in it and came at D. Jones. So now you had Reed and Frank with the Grippers coming at Joey Jahad and D. Jones. And being as though Joey Jahad was under the same roof as Meek Mill and Headshots, then I guess Meek was coming at Reed too, because Reed was like one of the top dogs. So everybody was just trying to come at Reed to make him bite. So he was coming at Reed too at the same time. So they just decided to just jump on the track. Meek Mill, that nigga Lil, Joey Jahad, they just, Quilly Mills, they just all decided to jump on the track and come at all of us. Because we was cool with all of them. We was cool with Meek, Hattie, and everybody. So I don't understand, even to this day, why they just decided to just come at us. But it helped me out in the long run. So they all came at us, and then we all came at them. And then we both sides started to notice that the streets was on fire, because people would buy our CD in anticipation of what we would say back to what they said, and vice versa. So we're selling a lot of mixtapes in the streets, a lot of DVDs in the streets. And that's how it was going down, you know what I mean? And then Reed, him and Joey Jahad, they kind of squashed the beef with Gilly, and they didn't tell us about it. That's a whole other story, but... You know what I mean? I just feel like, damn, you know, I got into a beef with you, and you didn't even let me know you were squashing it. But it really wasn't about nothing, because it was rap beef. So it wasn't nothing that I was, like, mad. Like, oh, no, because Reed's my brother. I just was saying that's just how it ended. Because Reed, Joey Jahad, and Gilly, they squashed it, so then it was over. And that's how that whole thing happened. It was short, sweet, and to the point.
Yo, that shit was fucking crazy. I remember fucking Cheek running caught D. Jones slipping and shit.
In the project?
It was crazy because Cheek Raw used to always be at our house and be writing with us and all. We were supposed to do a mixtape, a Touch Money, a Top Shot of mixtape, all of them, all of us. But it never went down. He was rocking with us. And he didn't fuck with Georgia Had or D. Jones and them. So, you know, he caught D. Jones slipping and made him say, yo, I ain't about that life and all this other type of time. So,
I gotta ask you, my nigga, what was the feeling when Quilly Mills dropped that freestyle and he was like, kaboom, I'm the bomb, little nigga. When he went into that shit, Like, what was your mental, like, where was you at with it? Like, I got to get at this nigga.
That's an interesting story. It was funny because we heard the diss track that morning in the store, and we had a show that weekend. We had a show the next day. We had a show the next day, and we happened to be all at the same car. Us, Quilly Mills, Joey Jahan. I think Tech N9ne was on the car too or something, but that was crazy because he was on the car too. So for the show the next night, so I went to my barber, which is in his old neighborhood. So I'm in the chair getting my hair cut. At this time, I haven't met Quilly before at this time. So I'm sitting in the barber chair getting my hair cut. He walks up, doesn't even know it's me in the chair. He walks up and walks to my barber and says, "Yo, I got this new disc joint you got to hear. This is crazy. I'm coming at the niggas booming in H." I'm sitting right there in the chair getting my shit cut, and he's saying it to the barber. He doesn't even know it's me. I look up, like, "Yo, hold up." So my barber to hold up. He like, "Oh, man, come on, boom." Not in front of the shop. I mean, not in the shop. So I was like, "No, I'm hollering outside. I still got the fucking, what you call it, the fucking smock on and everything." So I'm like, I come outside, and I'm like, "Yo, I don't even know you, like, what's up with you, this, that, and the third?" You know what I'm saying? He says he's sorry. He apologized. The only reason he was doing it because he just came home, and me and H was buzzing, and he wanted to try to get some buzz, and he didn't mean nothing by it, and this all this, that, and the third. Boom. He was like, "How H feel about this?" I said, "You got to holler at H yourself." H happened to be there, too. He was outside, like, doing something. He came over. And we had a corner. It was me and H. And he ain't want no smoke. He said, "It's over. It's done with. This, that, and the third." The next night, the show comes. We see Joey Jahan. We talk to him. He said, "Everything squash, blah, 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 blah." Damn. Quilly Mills go on stage. He about to start performing. He starts performing the diss track. So we all there. He starts performing the motherfucking diss track. We like, "Yo." We run right up on stage, deep as shit, snatch the mic right out of his fucking hand, deep as shit. Like, "What's up, yo? You said you wasn't going, it was done, this, that, and the third. You got the audacity to spit the shit while we here on top of it. Like, you just going spit this joint and it's just going to be that? Nizzle. And then, next thing you know, I turn around, Joey Jazz getting rolled on in the crowd.
Damn.
So that right there took precedence because now everyone, and not to mention, we cleared them off the stage. We jumped on stage, took the microphone, and cleared them off stage, backed them all off stage. You know what I'm saying? My barber that I was saying, I was in the chair when he walked up, he was shooting a DVD, you know what I'm saying, a rap DVD, and he has the footage. You know what I'm saying? Of us rushing him off stage and kicking them niggas off stage when he tried to do the jump. And then he was never to be heard from again. You know what I'm saying? He was never to be heard from for us again, at least. I never heard no footage after that because he laid and dropped all the footage and everything prior to that event. So I ain't hear nothing after that, no nothing. And every time I seen him after that, it was all how you doing and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I felt about that, John.
Oh, man.
That's a true story.
Dang. That shit is kind of crazy right there. That's a classic freestyle.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but you know, it's crazy, though, because I want to thank him because he got me a lot of bitches. "Hey, what's your name, Kaboom?" "Oh, Kaboom, I'm the bomb, little nigga. Oh, what's up?" You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, thanks, Quill. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, boom. Hey, yo. Go ahead, man.
No, I was just talking shit.
Now, I was going to say, like, yo, for the record, how do you feel about Murder Mook battling Young Hot?
I thought it was utterly disgusting. I thought it was utterly and totally disgusting. Like, it disgusted me. Like, I was on house arrest when they was doing that, John. So I was, man, I couldn't go. You know what I mean? And I couldn't even participate anyway because I was on house arrest. So when
And my thing about it, like, it's all a lie. Like we got to keep that shit real. And I'm tired of motherfuckers keeping that shit fucking lying about this shit because it's not no big deal. First of all, that shit wasn't no super short notice, first of all. That shit was like a good 2-3 weeks. And you a rapper, a hot rapper. In 2-3 weeks, you can put something together in 2-3 weeks. Am I wrong?
I would think
nah,
so.
Nah, that shit.
In two or three weeks, I ain't saying you're going to have the most stellar performance or had the most stellar bars, but you would have had some shit better than that shit that he was spitting. I was like, that disappointed me because Young Hot is amazing. Young Hot is so much more hotter than that. And that fucked up. That fucked me up because I was like, damn, that was his shot to show the world what everybody in Philly know. You know what I'm saying? Young Hot is a freestyle god. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But by judging by that battle, you would never know. You know what I'm saying? You would never know. Young Hot has said some of the craziest classic punchlines that I remember to this day, but you will never know because that battle right there made just Murder Mook just... I don't know if Young Hot was sleeping on Mook. I don't know if he thought... Because I'm trying to tell you, Young Hot was popping in Philly. He was popping. So I guess maybe he thought Murder Mook wasn't on his level. I don't know what he thought. But he got super smoked. And that's my man. He got super smoked. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I'm disgusted by that shit. And I put another blemish on Philly.
I never understood why it was Young Hot to battle Mook and not you or Lil Frank or, you know what I'm saying? Like, in this battle, Rex, I get that. But Reed, like, why no one else? Even Eddie Morris, why no one else battle? Why was it Young Hot? I never understood that.
I never understood that either because, like, there's plenty of other people that could have did it, but a lot of people was, like, on the tip, like, oh, I'm not battling, I'm trying to make songs. And my whole thing was, yo, my nigga, you got your name from battling. You didn't get your name from songs, you got your name from battling, dog. So if motherfuckers give you opportunity to battle and they're going to compensate you for battling, when we used to battle for free or we used to have to bet and then have to fight after the battle because motherfuckers don't want to admit they lost, we going from that shit to rapping on a stage? Oh, I'm so in. I'm so in. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it. I can't answer that question for you either because I don't know. I couldn't do it because I was on house arrest. So the whole time somebody was there, they had their phone up to the jaw, let me hear it on the speakerphone. That's how I got to see it. And then they bootlegged it. You know what I'm saying? So,
boom. What happened to Touch Money? Like what? Keep it real. What happened?
Touch Money is really, everybody is really in the streets. Like, everybody is really, really in the streets somehow, some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a lot, motherfuckers had their own personal issues that they was into. You know what I mean? And as time went by and as people got older and got into, because you got to remember, we was together and we was doing this shit. We was kids. Motherfuckers was 16, 17, shit like that. We was kids, bro. That's why I don't be when these battle rappers be talking shit like, oh, y'all motherfuckers washed up, y'all did this shit this 10 years. We was kids. Y'all niggas wasn't even heard of. You know what I'm saying? Until just battle raps just started happening. We were kids, man. We were fucking teenagers, 15 and 16 and 17. You feel what I'm saying? So You know how when you get older, when you have friends in high school or whatever the case may be, or on your block or whatever the case may be, you just outgrow. You just don't share the same interests. Certain people had kids, and you know what I mean. They might have felt that moving to this place was the best thing for him and his family. Or, you know what I'm saying? And then you got a bunch of us that's locked up for murders. Half of my team is locked up for murders.
Yeah, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Stunt Woods, Bricks, Kill King.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know
Stunt Woods.
Yes, the one about his mommy.
I didn't know that.
Damn,
I heard Still was locked up too.
Still locked up for murder. He locked up for still locked up. Me and him was about to do a mixtape right before he got booked. Me and Still, because we was like the streets would have loved that. Me and him doing a mixtape together. How we had just so much history, and rivalry together. We had like 3 songs for that joint before he got booked. That's what happened. So the only ones that's left that's really out here is me, N.E., M.I., Caution, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all brothers, so we all keep contact and shit, but, you know, we all got different interests. We support each other when need be, but it's like I'm trying to do the battle shit. You know what I'm saying? H is trying to I don't know if he want to do music or battle. I'm not sure exactly what he want to do. You know what I mean? I can't speak for that man, but I'm trying to do this battle shit. That's what my focus is on now. And so, you know what I mean? So that's how people just, you know, we just all grew apart. You know what I mean? We still keep in touch. We still rock out. We still do all that shit. We still got songs and shit like that, but... You know what I mean? Like we done been, I don't know, I feel like people lost touch. Not them per se, but just in general, because we all battled. Like we all battled. That's what we did. And I feel like not enough people is embracing the roots of what got them where they at. You know what I mean? And I think that's where we differ at. You know what I mean? Because I'm on a starting from the ground up type situation, trying to build a foundation, a new foundation. Can't speak for nobody else.
Yo, where the fuck is Eddie Morris at?
Well, you know, Eddie Morris, that's what I'm saying. Like, Eddie Morris, he deal with a lot of real estate and stuff and construction and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so over the years,
he used to always say that on his mixtape too.
Yeah, over the years he kind of more so devolves into that side. You know what I mean? So he became like full fledged realtor, and you know what I mean, he opened up a construction business, I believe. So he's more so doing that. You know what I mean? He'll rap. He'll come out if he gets the invitation. But that's where he's at.
Eddie Morris.
This is a dumb question, so I don't even know who I'm going to ask you, but I was about to say, I know you heard about this, the shit with Rain, man. Shit.
Oh, man. So, what you heard? How you feel about it, man?
Man, listen, man. I don't know, man. I feel like show the paperwork. That's it. You already gave out your government. So show the paperwork, because it don't make no sense. If you've been locked up, then it don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Even if you know somebody that got locked up, the story don't make no sense. So that's why I'm just like, I got to be real. That shit don't make no sense. So I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, just show the paperwork, bro. Just show your paperwork if you got paperwork to show.
That nigga deleted his Twitter, all types of shit, D.
Now, if that's not signs of a guilty man, I don't know what is. I don't know what is right there, man. That's crazy. And like I said, that's my guy. But, you know, wrong is wrong. I'm not trying to slander his name or insinuate that he's lying. Because I don't know the situation. I'm looking at it the same way you is, from the outside, and I haven't talked to Rain, but I just put the facts together that we all know that it's public. We in the information age. It's no secret. Everything is public. We can go and check that out. We can go and see that. And you know what I mean? And like I said, half of my squad is down for murders. So I take it personal when somebody lying about being in the worst conditions possible. Why are you lying about something like that, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case, you know what I'm saying? If Rain hears this, get in contact with me and, you know, talk to me and let me know. Make sure everything all right, man, because to be real, that sounds like a
That sounds like a dine and dash right there. That sounds like he ate his food and left, didn't pay the bill. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me, to be real. And like I said, that's putting I can't even say that's putting a bad name on Philly, because that ain't got shit to do with me, because I'm showing up. You know what I'm saying? So that's even better for me. You cannot show up for that bad if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of time I'm on, brother.
Yo, boom, man. Boom, let's stop playing games, man. Is it time for New York to come to Philly when y'all had it? Like, is it, like, because I feel like Philly always go to NY. Is it time for them to come see y'all?
Yeah. Like, this was a good start. This week in that past, that was a good start, because K-Shine came down, DNA came down, T-Rex stopped through, Nunu Nell stopped through. So that was a couple of New York niggas that came through. Shit, Tycoon Tax came through. He's from Canada. Fuck, we ain't talking about Canada. We're talking about New York. Yeah. First of all, it's all love. That's first and foremost. Is why they need to come through, because it's all love. You feel what I'm saying? Come down, come fuck with us. Come catch some wreck with us. You know what I'm saying? Let's catch some wreck down here. We got nice venues down here. We got bad bitches down here. We got loud down here. We got real niggas. Come down here, come fuck with us. Niggas ain't gonna be biased. If a nigga from Philly getting chewed, he getting chewed. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, we Philly and New York and Jersey, we all intertwine. We all is the same, if you ask me. It's just a little bit of slang difference. You know what I'm saying? It's a little, we all the East Coast.
Hey, yo, boom, I got an ill question for you, right? So I'm hearing that you got some footage of some battles, my nigga. What's up, man?
Well, you know, I'm just waiting for the right time. I'm like a coin collector. You know how a coin collector, or antique collector, they hold on to things until they feel is at the absolute opportune time to release that. That's what I'm on right there. You know what I mean? I will say, you know what I'm saying? I do have an exclusive me versus Meek Mill battle. You know what I'm saying? I won't be at least for a while, until I've battled a few more battles, and then I'll go ahead and release that for the right price.
You got a battle with Meek Mill?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yes, I do. I've said it before a couple times, or a couple interviews. But, you know, I kind of put together a little strategy. It's kind of unfolding. It started with K-Shine, and hopefully it ends with Mook or Lux or Clips or one of them.
Okay. That shit sound crazy right there. That shit sound, I want to see the battle. Like, fuck that shit. Hey, yo, what's your honest thoughts about you and Rock? I always said that shit is kind of crazy. I thought you had it in Revelation.
Would you say that again for me? I hate
when you don't say Rock. Do you think that battle should have went into overtime? I don't think
so. No, it was no reason to go into overtime. And like I said before, it this was a judged battle. For anybody that says, "Oh, Boom then beat K-Rock," it doesn't matter what your personal opinions are. They had judges in the battle that said I won the three rounds. You know what I mean? I forget who the judges was. Karras won. Styles, Rakim. They said I won. The battle was over, done, finished. I won. Everybody's get ready to leave. Time to go. Hey, let's go another round. No, I really don't want to do that. Let's go another round. Why? What's the point of going another round when I won the battle? That's like dumb. That's like I use a comparison to like an NBA game. Like an NBA team wins the game, and they clearly win the game 103-97. But we got to go to overtime. And then the other team just happened to come back in overtime and win. It's just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? So I can admit he won the overtime round. Yes, he won it. Great. Clap, clap. He won the overtime round. But he lost in regulation. You know what I'm saying? He lost. Yeah, you know I mean? He'll, he a real nigga, he'll tell the truth. He'll tell the truth if asked. Like, yo, even if he think he beat me, that doesn't matter. The truth is the judge said, kaboom, 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 won. And then for some reason, I don't even know, I wasn't as bad or strategic as I am at this point. It took various practices for me to feel like I'm in this mindset that I am now that allowed me to put on the performance that I did against K-Shine this previous weekend. You know what I'm saying? It took me battling a T-Rock and seeing the whole I won the battle and why the hell would you even allow yourself to even go into an overtime when you already won the battle. You know what I'm saying? I could be man enough to admit I learned. You know what I mean? I learned through a bunch of little taking all these bullshit-ass battles. You know what I'm saying? To taking a battle on short notice and all that was a learning experience that I put into what I think is a what'll work for me now. You know what I mean? And you know, this footage is going to show it when it's dropped.
Okay. Okay, so boom, Now that most of the people are saying you beat, well, from when I heard you beat K-Chan, period, what's next now? Is niggas been beating out to you or what?
Yeah, like, I feel like it was such a tremendous performance that at the event, when the soon as our battle was over, everybody was coming up to me like, hey, I represent this league. I represent this league. Hey, I got this person on the phone. He said he needs to get you on the next car ASAP. So, you know what I mean? It's what's today? Wednesday, about to be Thursday. The battle was Sunday. So it's like, you know what I mean? I already had so many media outlets been reaching out to me to do interviews and stuff like that. And I'm just like, that's just from the rumors. You haven't even seen the footage. When the footage drops, it's going to be crazy because I just feel like he wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I don't know what he was expecting. But when people see it, no one is going to be expecting it from me. You know what I mean? That's what I think is going to make this a classic battle because he wigged. He wigged. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He wigged. But I wanted it more. You understand what I'm saying? I wanted it more. He can afford to lose this battle. I can't. I couldn't. I couldn't afford to lose that battle. You know what I'm saying? He'd be all right.
That's yo, this battle got to drop. There any word on when? Do you know?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And
yo,
it just freaks
me. Just tell my nigga, read his back on URL. So what's up? Are you going that route or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. You know, it's all up to them. You know, they got to have me. You know what I mean? They got to invite me. That's why I tried to do what I did to K-Shine. Like, that's why I tried to rip his head clean off because I want to get put in these situations. I want to get put on URL because I'm telling you right now, and yet they can quote me on this, and I mean no disrespect to Reed Dollars and no disrespect to Cicero or no disrespect to or any other Philly artist that came before me, but I'm not going there to play. I'm not going there to play. And I told niggas I wasn't going there to play with K-Shine. And everybody took it. Like, oh, yeah, right, yeah. And they see that everything I said I was going to do, I did. And that's and the reason why I'm confident is because of two words, hard work. I'm working hard, you know what I'm saying, on my craft. You know what I mean? So that's the whole thing why I'm so confident, because I'm working hard. You know what I mean? And I want to hit King in the Dot, URL, RBE, whatever. I want competition. I want to get out there and get put in the big leagues with names. Because I'm not coming there to play. I'm not really not coming there to play. You know what I mean? And I'm a threat because they're not going to know how to take me. They're not going to know how to take me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no faggot. I'm not no rat. I'm not none of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not none of that. I don't got no bitch-ass shit in my past. I'm really out here. So, if you go digging, you're going to find out more shit that's going to make you be like, oh, man. So, what are they going to attack? What are they going to try to say? There's nothing they can say. They can try to say I'm washed up, but I give you a line from the battle. I told K-Shine, you could say I'm washed up. That just means I was getting dirty first. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm talking about shit. You back. That's what's up. So, yo, who are the top three battlers you want to battle? If you had your own choice.
The top three battlers I would battle. See, that's kind of a tricky question because I'm strategic because I know there's a lot of battlers that's active. So that's like basketball. You can't just because you're nice at ball, I mean, you could just jump in and try to just play with everybody in the NBA. You got to work yourself up to it. But if I had to do like a just snap my fingers and pick, I would want T-Top. You know what I'm saying? I want
T-Top. Wow.
Because
okay.
He's arguably one of the best out of his class. So I want T-Top. You know what I'm saying? Bang. Nip that in the bud right there. Obviously, I got to say Murder Mook. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's my man. I fucks with Mook. That's my guy. But someone has to fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? Someone has to shut him up. Real fast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He got to get one. And
okay.
And I would want and Hollow. It would be a mix between Hollow or Daylight. And these are not because these are my favorite battles or nothing. This is decisions I would make because I feel like they would be strategic to my career. You know what I'm saying? These are not like my favorite battlers, none whatsoever. Excluding T-Top. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But these are not like my favorite battlers. You know what I mean? I like a lot of up and coming people. You know what I mean? But you know, those
so
would be.
So
right
you
there.
Watching battle rap too?
I mean, I'm always tuned into everything. I watch everything. First of all, I'm checking to see what people are saying because I don't want to say the same thing. That's first and foremost. I'm seeing people. You know what I mean? I'm studying people because I'm trying to make an impact. You know what I mean? So I need to know what's going on with everybody and everything.
Okay, so you're trying to be on URL, you're fucking King of the Dot, you're fucking RBE. Okay.
Everything, bro. I want parts to everything, any and everything. I just want to work, you know what I'm saying, because it's a means to an end, so. I want it all. In my life, right now, nervousness don't exist in my life right now. You know what I mean? It don't exist right now for me. Been too much going in my past for nervousness to exist. You know what I'm saying? Guns and shit been pointing in my head. You know what I mean? In the jail cell and shit, down and out. So a battle rap means nothing to me. I'm so gonna go eight shit on these niggas back to back to back to back to back. That is not gonna be funny, cat. I'm telling you. And when you see this Kayshawn battle, you're going to be like, God damn, this little nigga might just be right. He might just be right. He might have a little shot out here. I ain't going to lie. Because he looks like he's ready to cry, bro. He's ready to cry, bro. Yeah. Because it was one of those situations where I can guarantee you he got blindsided. It was like, and it was the fact that it was a one round battle at that, so he couldn't even say nothing back. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, damn. All right, like damn. All right. Why I just do that? He had one of them looks. Like why I do this? Why I take this battle? Or why didn't I just prepare a little bit more? You know what I'm saying? He had name flips and everything. All types of shit. But my flip, y'all, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Hey, yo, boom. Who was that dude you battled from Harlem? Remember a dude trying to leave and you were spazzing on him?
Cash Flow?
Yeah, that shit was crazy watching that shit.
Do you know that's the reason why you don't break this up too big?
You know, that's the reason why why T-Rex and H started battling.
Because of that one battle?
Because, all right, we was all in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, we all had got locked up that evening. It was like 50 of us. All like 40 of us had got booked by NYPD. Because somebody was with us, he had his ratchet showing, and the cops seen it, and made all of us line up. Took us all down in the jail and shit. But they end up letting us, just releasing us. So we was pissed. We was all pissed. So when the battle started, I was pissed. So that's why I snapped on Ball, like grabbed his head. I was just like snapping, like paws on the grab his head. But like, I gripped him up and everything and all that type shit by his noggin. And I trashed him so bad that they were salty because it was a Philly versus New York battle. They were salty. They was like, they didn't want to get another loss. So they subbed out the Ball and H was supposed to battle and called T-Rex down. And that's when T-Rex came down and T-Rex battled NH. And he kind of blindsided NH a little bit because T-Rex more so was more battle. He was more so battle-oriented than H was. H was just spitting his normal raps that had battle bars in it. You see the difference? So he blindsided H with just straight battle bars. And it was just like, damn. You know what I mean? So that's how that battle happened, though. But that was
yo,
funny.
My nigga, so you're going to tell me that NH wasn't even supposed to battle Rex that day?
No, fuck no. He was just supposed to battle. We didn't even know who he was supposed to battle. It was one of them situations like, yo, we going to battle some niggas from Harlem. We don't know who we about to battle. We about to battle whoever they step up. And they said, Kaboom, step up. I stepped up. And then they made Cash Flow stepped up. And then we battled. And then I guess I trashed him so bad that they didn't want the other boy that I was supposed to battle H to battle. They, like, subbed him out and called Rex down because it was this big, like, break between because H was supposed to go right on. It was supposed to battle next, and there was, like, a pause. Next thing you know, T-Rex come in and all this shit, and then that's when they started battling. You know what I mean? So I would love to see that, though. Like, everybody talking about this Reed versus T-Rex shit. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, like, I don't care who disagrees. I want to see H versus Rex on an even playing field. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. Because he blindsided him.
Yo, but you always fuck with H heavy and shit. I remember on Bad K Radio when y'all niggas were spazzing and shit.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. That's why I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get him in it, but, you know, I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to just go ahead and just try to kick open the door, make it a little bit easier for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that should, it got to be kind of crazy coming back. So you feel like you're an underdog in your battles now?
Yeah, and I love it. Those were the best feelings back in the days when I'm about to battle somebody and, like, they don't know that, like, I'm actually nice and about to fuck them up. And then they spit, like, so super confident. And I'm just, like, bursting because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to fuck them up. This shit is about to not be funny. You know what I'm saying? And then I go, and it's like, oh, my God, it's a surprise. So I love being an underdog because I want people to count me out. Like, yeah, he going to lose the – just throwing a name out there, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be opposed to it. Hitman Holler. Oh, boom, he going to hit me holler, going to wipe the floor with him. Are you crazy? It's no contest. What? And then I battle him, and then, like, even if I don't win per se, but I just was toe-to-toe with him. It's, like, super debatable. Like, well, I don't know. Or I trash him. It's going to have a greater impact. Like, damn, like, nobody expected him to do that, and he did it. You know what I'm saying? I like that. That's not a feeling than going into it like, yeah, he going, because there's too much weight put on you. Everybody's expecting you to do this, that, and the third, and nobody can live up to people's expectations. So, you know what I mean? They're expecting you to be one way, and then you might have put on a stellar performance, but it just wasn't what they was expecting. You know what I mean? And I done seen that all too many times in mad matchups. I was like, yo, this is about to be crazy, and it don't be. And Jones, and I'd be like, I don't even really want to watch that, John. It turned out to be a crazy-ass John. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, man. Well, shit, man. I'm glad you back and shit. I can't wait for these battles to drop and shit. What's the YouTube link, do you know?
I'm glad to be back. The YouTube link to what? To the battle?
Yeah, nah, to the Crack Liberty joint. Do you even know?
No, it ain't no link because it ain't nothing dropped yet.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, what's his YouTube page?
Oh, his YouTube page? Let me see. I don't know, man. Tell you the truth, brother. I don't know.
I was looking for it too. I don't know either, but like we didn't know what the fuck going on because Avocado shot the battle, and that's like, so that means the footage is gonna be crazy. We need to know where the fuck to go to subscribe and shit so we can watch these battles.
Right. I think it's like Cass DeLucci Entertainment. I think that's the name of their YouTube page. They should change it. You know what I'm saying. But I think that's what it is. I think it's like Castellucci Entertainment or something like that. I don't know.
I'm gonna hit this nigga and find out what the fuck's going on. We gotta find this shit out.
But definitely when it's out, I'ma definitely be trying to put it in, make sure everybody see it. Try to put it in everybody's hands and send it and share it with as many people as I could possibly share it with, because that joint will be one of them right there. Right,
nah, man, I can't wait for that shit right there. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm just trying. I feel like I don't know what it looks like. I'm gonna try and find it. I feel like nobody yet from Philly so far. I mean, motherfuckers was doing all right, but I feel like nobody really is out there like saying shit that's like, yo, you heard what he said? You understand what I'm saying? Like, not to say motherfuckers don't be saying shit, because they do be saying shit, but I feel like it's nobody from Philly that's really like, yo, that's really spitting, that's really going bar heavy. That's just like every bar is just like every single bar, not a bar here, a bar there. Oh, the way he said that was hot, so I'm going to say that was hot. But this, that, the third. I mean, just like bar heavy, back to back to back to back shit. Like I don't see nobody doing it, so that's why I'm trying to do it.
All right,
so I'm trying to do it on the. You know what I mean?
This shit got to drop. This shit got to drop for real, B.
Yeah, brother. I definitely can't wait for that joint to drop. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on some music, but. You know, I'm trying to get people back in tune before I even start promoting the music and dropping the music, because I got music, I got clothes, I got a bunch of shit down the woodworks. That's why I said this shit is a means to an end. So in order to accomplish these next set of goals I need to accomplish, I got to demolish niggas. You know what I'm saying? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that's how I gotta go at it. And you know what I mean? If motherfuckers give you, Once you get on stage and it's time for me to go, that's my moment to shine. I don't got no control over what my opponent going to spit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no control over what he going to say at all. But I control what I can say. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to outbar every opponent. I'm trying to outbar every, and I feel like I can too.
So, all right, so when you hear somebody like Achilla Jones or Danger Zone, how you feel about them and their pen?
Danger Zone is nice. Chilla Jones, he nice too. I like people that battle with aggression, because I want to feel your pain. I want to feel where you, I want, you know what I mean? I want to feel where you're coming from. Like, I want to see where you, feel where you're coming from. I want to, you know what I mean? So I like aggressive battle rappers. He rap too calm for me, and it bores me. Like, it just be like, oh my God. So by the time he get to the, he done probably already done said about four punches already in that one scheme, but it just be like, God damn, dog, that shit just so boring. Like, real shit, he's boring. But like, Danger Zone, it's been crazy, and he be having energy and aggression with his shit. So I fucks with Danger Zone. I fucks with Chilla Jones too. Don't get me wrong, Chilla Jones boring to me. You know what I'm saying? He boring as shit to me.
You know what I mean? Like when he battled Danny Myers, he was hot as shit, but I skipped his parts to Danny Myers parts.
Yo, how you feel about Danny Myers?
Crazy. Stupid. He's stupid. I would love to battle him because I would love that test. I would love to battle Danny Myers. That seemed like that would be a fun ass battle, yo. He seemed like a fun person battle, yeah. Like the way he bar heavy, and so it would be fun to try to outbar this nigga because I know he's gonna come with some retarded off the wall bars. So that's gonna have me in my writing process. Like I have to come with retarded bars every single line. If I can't get two retarded punches inside a single line. You know what I'm saying? I got to try to go crazy, but I fucked with Danny Myers. I fucked with Danny Myers.
You said aggressive. You got niggas like Dan. You got Arsenal, Suge.
I fucked with Suge, too. I fucked with Suge heavy, too. I would love to battle Suge, too, because, like I said, it's different angles that I feel like battle rappers can't get on. Like Suge get over on a lot of people because... Like his whole intimidation factor, that's like played out. Like so no one's worried about that no more. But he talk a lot of which in life like type shit than niggas. And niggas don't be talking that shit back to him. Niggas are just rap regular bars to him. And then his next rap, he's spitting regular bars, but at the same time he's talking about what your life like shit. And I can get right with him with that what your life like shit. And I can say some shit that make people cry. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to battle him, too, because I get right on his type time, but not like him. I just use his subject matter. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm versatile. That's why I want different shots. I want shots at all these niggas because I'm going to switch it up every time for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to switch it up every time.
All right, boom. So when you sat down and you watched Cassidy versus Disaster, what was your honest thoughts from the group?
Well, I'm not the biggest Cassidy fan. Well, the new Cassidy. Like, I used to be Cassidy fan back in the day, but I just feel like he's nothing compared to the shit he used to spit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the same. His punches is just not the same at all. Like, he used to spit before his time, like, ahead of his time punches. You know what I mean? And now the punches that he spit now, it'd be like, I done heard Rum Nitty. He ain't spit nothing better than Rum Nitty. And I take nothing away from Rum Nitty. He one of my favorites too. But like, I feel like if he'd have battled Rum Nitty or Ab, he would die. Because he wasn't bar heavy with Disaster. He was spitting some shit, but it wasn't like, no, I see what niggas mean when they be like, he can't hang with the newer niggas. He can hang with a nigga like Disaster because it's two different styles. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Cassie more street and Disaster is more of a, I don't know, more of like a suburban type battler. Not to say he can't get down with the best of them, but he's more of like a suburban type battler. You know what I'm saying? And Cassidy's more of a street battler. You know what I mean? And not to put Disaster in that necessarily box, but that's just the comparison I'm going to use. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. And I just feel like if you put him up against any other somebody that's rapping the same genre as him, he would have got cooked. You know what I'm saying? He would have got cooked. You know what I'm saying? The crowd that was there and everything. I feel like if that was a URL crowd, you know what I'm saying? And Cassidy was going against, I ain't even going to say like a Tay Rock or Sue Surf, because you know how they be gassing them, even though they do be spitting that shit, but they be gassing them. Like, I don't know, but put them on a URL crowd against like a, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he would have got cooked. He would have got cooked, bro. You know what I'm saying? But,
damn.
But back in the day, he used to be spitting that shit. He be spitting that shit. Like, I still fuck with him, though. Don't get me wrong. I fuck with him. I just was like, that was like a totally different situation. Like, That was a beautiful, totally an easier situation. And that wasn't even like, that wasn't even an A-plus disaster, even if you even ask me. That wasn't even an A-plus disaster, because I am not a disaster fan at all. But
at all?
I'm not a disaster fan. I'm not saying he ain't hot, because he is hot. I'm just not a disaster fan. You know what I mean? It's just some of the shit but he is, he's hot as shit. But I'm just not a fan of him. You know what I mean?
Hey, boom. So boom. You versus, all right, niggas saying, all right, Cortez beat Cicero. So you versus Cortez, you down for that? Or you versus John John to revenge that chip for Reed?
I take any of them, man. I'm going to cook them. I'm going to cook because, like I said, John John, Reed don't use punches. You know what I'm saying? Like that. John John used punches. You know what I'm saying? So John John was punching Reed and metaphoring Reed head off. You know what I'm saying? He's not, he can do however many punches and metaphors and shit he want to do. And I'm going to do them right back. Pause. You know what I'm saying? I'm going crazy on him. I'm not playing. You know what I'm saying? And what I learned when I was preparing for Kayshawn, right, it was so much shit that I could say about Kayshawn. And I watched all Kayshawn's battles, and I was so surprised that the shit that I was writing out of all these battles, these people wasn't saying it. You know what I'm saying? All these name flips. I was like, why aren't you saying it? Like, it's so many name flips that that you could do to them. And nobody would use them. So that kind of made the light bulb go off, like, hold up one second. I'll have to fuck these niggas up, you know? I'm going to come up with shit. I'm just as creative as these niggas. I'm going to come up just as retarded as shit as the next, if not more crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, if I could do this to him, he's one of the top niggas in the game. He's one of the top niggas in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this same nigga just walked over A-Verb, like, strutted past A-Verb like he wasn't nothing. So that made me believe, if I just did this to him, what the fuck would I do to A-Verb? And then you feel what I'm saying? Like, that shit just had me like, damn, like, niggas like, man, I'm going to show and prove, bro. I just want a shot. Give me a shot on some big stages. That's all I want. I ain't coming to disappoint. I don't want no PG, none of that crap. Just give me a regular shot, and we're going to do business. And they can quote me on all this because I'm not being cocky. I'm just saying that I'm going to work hard. Motherfuckers paid me to do a job. I'm going to do my job because I want to get paid again. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at right there. Shaw still out there in radio land? Hello? Yo, yo. Check the mute button. Check the hold button. All right, it was nice talking to you people in Radio Land, Internet City. I'm signing out. Hopefully, Cap will call me back. If not, at Touch Money Boom.
Yo, Boom, you handle that, Jared. Yo, Block Talk is fucking tripping with the volume and the number. This shit is crazy right here, man. Yo, man, let me see what's going on. Let me see, it's 11 o'clock right now. Let me see what I'm getting.